The famous Jets Ranch, grilled chicken, bacon, premium mozzarella, and cheddar. Just $13.99. Available now at Jets. Better because it has to be.
LQ.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hasn't felt this cold in Minnesota since the late 1970s. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's almost 60 below, wind chill.
I've had enough of this cold weather. I think we've shoveled 30 inches of snow, so I'm ready to go home.
He's headed back to Dallas from Wisconsin, where it's also frigid. Fox's Jeff Manasso live in Kenosha County.
Dave, wind chill's dipping here to around 50 below zero, with warnings from western North Dakota to southern Illinois to New England. In Chicago, Amtrak trains are canceled. A state of emergency also declared. There are power outages in parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota, where it feels like
hard to take a breath in.
Like I'm going into a freezer.
Frigid cold.
Cold.
It's pretty cold. It's pretty cold.
There are no travel warnings issued in parts of North Dakota. Schools and businesses closed throughout the region through tomorrow. About 212 million people will see temps well below zero over the next couple of days. Dave.
And Jeff, even the postal service has suspended delivery today in parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, down to Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. Bipartisan border talks start later in Washington, trying to avert a second partial government shutdown in 2 weeks. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Trump critics had said they'd negotiate if the government reopened.
So it's really going to be on the Democrats who made this promise today at 1:30, when they walk into that room, if they have the same language, that is wrong.
President Trump tweeted, if they aren't talking about a wall, it's a waste of time. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants him to butt out.
When the president stays out of the negotiations, we almost always succeed.
And the president also tweeted reaction to what his Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, told a Senate hearing, that ISIS remains a threat, still plotting attacks, and North Korea is not giving up nukes.
Its leaders ultimately view nuclear weapons as critical to regime survival.
The president counted there's a decent chance of denuclearization, and he looks forward to meeting with Kim Jong-un again soon. As for ISIS, he wrote, tremendous progress has been made. The caliphate will soon be destroyed. Unthinkable 2 years ago. This is Fox News.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security, to look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock detects threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year.
Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido, who declared himself president and is backed by the U.S., tells Fox Business he's trying to gain control of his country's economy and military.
We're waking up from that nightmare, and we're waking up to dream in a prosperous Venezuela.
But disputed President Nicolas Maduro is vowing to remain in power, and in Venezuela, his chief prosecutor has launched a criminal probe into Guaido's so-called anti-government activities.
A response from President Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, writing on Twitter, "We denounce the illegitimate former Venezuelan attorney general's threats against President Juan Guaido. Let me reiterate, there will be serious consequences for those who attempt to subvert democracy and harm Guaido." Meanwhile, the State Department warning Americans not to travel to Venezuela. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Now, a day in the life of the Beatles. 50 years ago today, their final concert that no one really saw.
On January 30th, 1969, the Beatles rocked out on a rooftop in London.
Don't let me down.
It was an unannounced live concert that no one on the street five stories below could see, but they certainly could hear it from blocks away.
Nobody ever loved me like she did.
The band was in the midst of turbulent times, and on that cold, blustery day, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr had no way of knowing that performance from atop their record company, Apple Corp., would be the last time they would play together in public. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On the long and winding road that's Wall Street, stocks could surge. Dow futures up more than 200 points on a day the Fed will assess the economy again, but is not expected to raise interest rates. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man wanted in a Christmas Eve shooting has surrendered to police. 38-year-old Mario Turner had been wanted on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. He was accused in the Christmas Eve shooting of a man who was sitting in a car of a parking lot of a business on McKinley Avenue. A video showed a man approaching a car and shooting twice. If you are supposed to fly today, check ahead on your flight as that blast of dangerous cold air hits a lot of the United States. Airlines canceled more than 1,500 flights that have been scheduled for Tuesday and today. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled through Chicago alone. Wind chill values of up to 60 degrees below zero were expected across parts of the Northern Plains, Great Lakes, and Upper Midwest. Many airlines said they would waive date change fees for travelers affected by the weather. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your weather. ESPN 93.5. Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. They're in Urbana on Cunningham. They're also a village at the crossing, Windsor and Duncan and Champaign. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. The polar vortex, ladies and gentlemen, is upon us here in Champaign, Urbana. It is bitterly cold.
It's true. Negative 13 right now, and the wind chill at 44 below zero. In fact, the wind chill warning goes until tomorrow at noon. Today's high, 7 below zero, down to 17 below zero tonight. And blustery wind gusts right now up to 38 miles per hour. Tomorrow's high at 14, down to 10. 50% chance of snow showers as the day goes on. Friday's high at 33, down to around 21 with partly cloudy conditions. Warmer yet over the weekend, 43 on Saturday. And then maybe some freezing rain could come our way. On Sunday, we've got a high near 50, though, as we head to our Super Bowl parties. Right now, it's 13 below, windy and chilly on ESPN 93.5.
Really, really cold, but everything's shut down. Whatever you're doing today, you might want to call ahead, ensuring that somebody's there. Honda BMW is fully open.
Uh-huh.
Ready with batteries and full service and repairs. Sales department is set to have everything done indoors. You know what they'll do? They'll pull the car indoors. Warm it up. They can do a delivery indoors.
Nice.
Plenty of hot chocolate at Honda BMW today. No one will have to go out and walk the lot.
Okay.
They'll bring the car to you. And you know what? Honda BMW will even do this. Why they're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They'll bring the car to your home today. Maybe you can look at it from your front window. Today'd be a good day to treat yourself to a nice vehicle. You know, the BMW have these heated steering wheels, heated seats, of course, very common in all the Hondas as well. Brand new tires, brand new everything. Coldest day maybe in a long, long time, but Honda BMW wants you to know they're standing by. I've not heard Ben Quattrone say that they'll come to you, but they will today. So there you go. This is why you win Honda President's Awards, because you do that stuff. Okay, good morning. It is cold. It is 13 below zero. It is minus 44 windshield. The U of I is shut. Parkland shut. All the schools are shut. It's something pretty much, again, call if you're even going out. I bet the mall, if the mall's open, I bet there'll be people there because all the kids are out of school and it's all warm in there. So it's just driving around. It's cold. I don't know what the temperature is in Washington, D.C. Cliff Maloney, he is a Republican strategist, Young Americans for Liberty president. Cliff, what's the temperature in Washington?
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty cold. I couldn't tell you the exact amount, but I haven't been this cold in a long time.
Where are you from?
We're dealing with it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia, so I'm pretty used to it.
So you're an Eagles guy.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple weeks.
but it sounds like you're going to get Bryce Harper. Are you hearing that with the Phillies?
Yeah, we. I saw the rumors go out yesterday. I'm pretty excited. It's all anybody in this town talks about, so I'd love to have him coming to Philly and helping us out.
Cliff Maloney is Republican strategist, Young Americans for Liberty president. Some of the Democratic freshmen used to be in the day when Republicans would say they want to the government everything. Now they just say it. I mean, the Democrats, the young Democrats are pulling the party so far left, and maybe the country will want to do all of this. But when you have government health care, full out, full throttle, Kamala Harris stuff, I mean, if that's what people want, a government running your health care, eliminating all private insurance, which would cost 500,000 jobs and probably to the chagrin of private health insurance. What's your take on all that, Cliff?
Yeah, well, I think you're getting things that a lot of people I speak to are not, and that is that I think it is a gift for Republicans. I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi is dealing with right now what the Republican Party went through, and I agree with the Tea Party. I'm more of a fan of what they did. But back in 2010, where you have these actual conversations, debates, and a lot of these happen publicly about what the party stands for. You know, the Republican Party goes through this from time to time. Do we actually stand for cutting taxes? Do we actually stand for cutting spending? Or are we just going to go along and get along? And now Nancy Pelosi is dealing with the same thing. These freshmen, I mean, they are using the word socialist. I'm not saying that to paint a picture other than that's the reality. They want 70 to 90% of an income tax on top-earning Americans. I mean, they think the government is the answer to all of our problems. So I think Nancy Pelosi is going to have a very interesting dilemma on her hands. Does she move the party to the left and follow the lead of these young, upcoming freshmen who really think that, you know, there should be no capitalism, that the market does not work, and that individual liberty is a myth? I think most Americans still believe in capitalism, and even most Democrat voters are not as radical as these freshmen elected officials. So I do fear the party will move to the left, but it's going to be a gift to Republicans because they're finally going to have to admit how much government they truly believe in, which means taking liberty away from the American people.
I'm not so sure, Cliff. The your age people, the polling is quite disturbing, and I don't think it's because they love socialism. I don't think they know what that is.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there, and you know, look, this is what I do day to day is work with college students, and we're trying to promote the Constitution. But I think what you just said is very, very truthful. It's not that they're excited about socialism. It's more that they just don't understand what it means to have government forcing equality. And this is a really interesting point that a lot of socialists never want to discuss, and that is, you know, they want equality, and they use that buzzword, but what they're not admitting is it's forced government equality of outcome, okay? It's not equality of opportunity, which is a capitalist and is somebody who believes in free markets and the Constitution. We all support individual liberty, which to me means, you know, everyone's got an equal opportunity to create. But they're talking about equal outcomes, and that's a dangerous precedent because you're talking about a government bureaucrat deciding – what it means to be equal, enforcing that equality. So what happens when you don't want to do the work that you're assigned to do in a socialist society? It's not pretty. I can think of a word here, like death. I mean, and people think that that's pushing it to the brink, but you're right. Young people don't realize that when you talk about government force, you're talking about ultimately somebody using a gun and telling you what to do, and what happens if you don't follow that order? And we've seen this. I mean, you look at different forms of government, different things that have happened under Chairman Mao and some of these horrible folks. I mean, look at what's happening in Venezuela. You don't get prosperity and human flourishing and peace under socialism. And so I think it is something that people are going to have to wake up to. But the thing that gives me hope is most of these young people are just apathetic. And the second that they hit that first paycheck, and they see the government taking 25% to 35% of every dollar they make, we find that wakes a lot of people up.
No question. You're different in your 20s than you are in your 30s and 40s and 50s. There's no question because you learn, you evolve. I just don't know. if we're going to wake up in time before we have to go through some of this pain and understanding and the sales pitch that's being made about how wonderful it is. I think most students that you work with, Cliff, would probably understand that if you work for an A and the other guy parties and gets a D, you have to give them a letter grade or two to help them because you're greedy if you want to take the A to yourself. That's kind of socialism.
Yeah, we use that project on campus, and I can tell you to this day, I haven't found one person who wants to take their A and make it a B-minus.
To help others, but then you're greedy and you're inconsiderate. I mean, listen, we're set up to roll up our sleeves and go to work. We're not set up to have chips on our shoulder and be entitled, but more and more, I feel, are going for the chip on the shoulder.
Yeah, I think it's easier. You know, it's easier to play the victim. But the one thing I will tell you, I mean, it's the entire bubble that is college campus. I think a lot of it is going to come to an end. And when that does come to an end, and what I mean by that is just the soaring prices and, you know, the left-leaning academia world, you know, eventually the market's not going to put up with it. I do have faith in the market. So as much as I struggle with some of the people, I do have faith that the market will correct itself. And I think when that happens, people are going to wake up to this utopia world of government being the almighty God. You know, we can't worship the state. And I think that's what's happening on college campuses. And I think, like you said, with young people, but eventually this whole thing's going to pop. And the market's going to need people that can, you know, clean toilets and that can build and that can do things that are real, not just talk about gender studies and have these conversations, you know, about privilege. Let's put it that way.
How do people find and follow you, Cliff?
Sure. Check us out on Twitter at YA Liberty and our website, YALiberty.org. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me this morning.
That's Cliff Maloney. That's his name. He is the president. Young Americans for Liberty. You can always text us, 359-2255. ESPN 93.5, 717 on a minus 13, wind chill minus 44. Nice clear skies. Real nice clear and sunny.
Agree.
Yeah. And I think we're warming up to minus 8 or something.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. You're going to need a big coat today.
I wonder what the temperature is in Minnesota.
I think some of Minneapolis is out of power. So the game tonight in Minneapolis.
8 o'clock start.
Yeah, the
on
team,
the BTN.
Team is there. They left yesterday.
Okay.
So they're up there and ready for battle. We beat them by 25 here, but yet Minnesota is a 6.5-point favorite tonight on their home floor, and they're a good basketball team.
Well, we beat them last time on January 16th.
Yeah, 25-point win.
95-68 was the final.
Yeah.
And this concludes our stretch of 3 out of 4 games away from home facing Minnesota and Minneapolis tonight. So go Illini. Let's do this. A couple of upsets yesterday. Alabama beat number 22 Mississippi State 83-79 yesterday. Texas over number 11 Kansas 73-63. And in Big Ten action, number 21, Maryland beat Northwestern 70-52. Number 5, Michigan over Ohio State 65-49. Brooklyn Nets over the Chicago Bulls 122-117. Bulls have Miami's Heat tonight, and the Pacers and Washington Wizards will be going at it. Illinois gymnast, Big Ten Freshman of the Week, Clay Mason Stevens out of Australia. He was a victor in, let's see, the parallel bars. Floor routine was great. The vault all around. The next competition against number 7 Nebraska and number 1 Oklahoma. So congratulations, Clay Mason Stevens, an Illinois gymnast, Big Ten Freshman of the Week. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, also heard another thing from Ben Quattrone over at Honda BMW. Today they'll do free battery check readouts.
Ooh, good idea.
And free alignment checks for anyone.
Okay.
What?
Those potholes, I'm telling you, it's rough in some areas of Champaign County. You know, it'll knock out that alignment. That's a great idea.
So free battery check readouts, free alignment checks, free alignment checks.
Right.
So if you got a lot, you got to pay for the alignment.
Uh-huh.
They'll check to see if you're good. But if you've fallen in a cavernous pothole, you might want to check why it's pulling left. I know it's going to be 72 and comfortable inside.
Exactly.
But the fact that they've offered to come to you today and bring the car to your home, Honda BMW offer that today to come to you.
That's and that
everything
kind
you,
of service.
Everything you drive is heated up and pre-warmed and everything. And hot chocolate on hand.
Nice.
Let's go to our ESPN. That's Honda BMW DriveChampagne.com off Neil at Burwash Savoy.
Until noon on Thursday, we have a wind chill warning in effect with today's high 8 below zero down to 16 below zero tonight with clear conditions. We've got a high 14 tomorrow down to 10. 50% chance of some snow showers coming our way. Friday's high at 33, 43 by Saturday, and probably inside 50 on Super Bowl Sunday. Wind chill 44 below zero. Wind gusts 38 miles per hour. Temperatures at 13 below zero on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. What do our homeless do right now? 720, we'll talk about it.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple is reporting a weaker quarter. Its iPhone sales were disappointing, especially in China. And Apple was making less money than a year ago. However, Daniel Ives at Wedbush Securities says Apple Music and other services are making even more money for the company. And he believes Apple was charging too much for its phones in China.
It comes down to China's a debacle. But if they could just get a few things right from a pricing strategy perspective, I think this is something where Cook could turn this around. Services, we believe, is a $400 billion business as a standalone.
The Federal Reserve is wrapping up a meeting today, which will be followed by Chairman Jerome Powell's news conference. Fewer people were applying for a mortgage last week as mortgage rates moved higher. The decline 3% as measured by the Mortgage Bankers Association. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com. And they'll bring the cars to you today. That's how hungry they are to sell and make sure you understand the quality they have at Honda BMW. All right, 723, Rob Dahlhaus, director of See You at Home, One Winter Night coming up this Friday night, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. It'll thankfully be at least out of the polar vortex. But Rob, what do people that don't have a home live on the streets, even in the winter, they die if they're outside now? What happens to them? How do we do that?
Yeah, it's a sad reality right now, Stevie. I mean, when you wake up and it feels like 44 below, it literally hits you in the face. Luckily, though, we are open today at the Phoenix Daytime Drop-In Center, our See You at Home administrative building on 70 East Washington. We'll be open from basically 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. when the men's emergency shelter reopens tonight. So we'll be open all day for folks to come in and get warm, because today's like today, you need it.
How do you reach them?
So we actually have a couple guys on our street outreach team that part of their job is actually going out on the street, meeting people where they're at, making sure that they know the services that are available, the times we're going to be open, and actually a lot of our regular folks that come into the drop-in center, our friends on the street, word actually spreads really well through that network. So they tell their buddy who tells their buddy, and everybody ends up inside and warm.
Yeah, well, because it's life-threatening, obviously, now. But even if those on the street are freezing and cold, some don't even want to take advantage of it. I don't get that. Why wouldn't they?
Well, you know, Stevie, it's a tough question. There's a lot of independence, you know, that comes with living on the street. There's a lot of our friends that unfortunately have this kind of distrust of authority, of the man, of law enforcement. And so it takes some time to break through that shell and explain that, hey, we're here to help. We want to help you. We want to offer you, well, in this case, life-saving opportunity today. So it's just all about building those relationships on a daily and nightly basis.
All right, what do you need for See You at Home, big night, One Winter Night Friday? What do you need from the people out here?
So One Winter Night Friday, February 1st, just a couple days away. Right now, folks, we just need your continued support, and we need your prayers. If prayer is your thing, and I love it that we've got a lot of people praying for us, for the safety of not only our folks on the street, but our box dwellers, and just for the warmer weather, at least coming, it seems like, but also your financial support. We just rolled over $156,000 raised overnight, so that leaves us just under $100,000 left to raise. in the next 2.5 weeks. We keep the books open until Friday, February 15th. So if you appreciate the services like See You at Home that are available in weather like this, I please just go to our website, www.seeyouathome.us, click the One Winter Night tab, and you can donate to the event. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate your continued support.
Rob, the Orpheum Children's Science Museum is sort of the headquarters. Is there a little movie going on there?
Yes. So actually, we're going to be showing screenings of our documentary that was done about the ministry. It's called The Phoenix, Hope is Rising. That'll show at 10 p.m., 12 a.m., 2 a.m., and 4 a.m. Friday night into Saturday. And also specialized speaker presentations from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. From folks in local law enforcement, local substance abuse and mental health providers, to give people an idea of what other factors are involved with somebody in a homeless situation. So a great educational opportunity for the whole family. And it's inside.
Yeah. All right, my friend, we'll pray for your 100,000. Hope you get every dime, and I hope that it goes as well as it can go on a cold Friday night, but it's certainly not going to be like this, and that's good news.
Thanks for all you're doing for our friends without an address.
Absolutely. Thank you both so much.
Rob Dahlhaus, director of See You at Home.
SeeYouAtHome.us.
All right, 728, and having just come back from Asia, there's no homeless there.
Right.
They don't do that.
They just, I guess, take them to jail. I mean, we don't know what happened.
Well, they take them to a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay, gotcha.
But there's no choice.
Uh-huh.
You're grabbed and taken, and if they determine you truly are without a home, you got to go live there. And I don't know how nice it is, and I don't know what happens to you. But it's a whole lot different than here, yep, where you have choice, mm-hmm, and freedoms and liberties, but there's no homeless or visible mental illness on the street. They don't do that. They just take you. I don't know. I don't know what happens to them, and it just, the bottom line is, it's great not to see that. Whether it's still an issue, you're still going to have mental illness. You're going to have some people that are destitute.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have provided, and again, I put that in quotes because I don't know what provided means, except that you're not on the street.
Right.
Okay, we're going to check our news headlines. Feel free. Hey, you know, it's cold, but what do you think of everything closing? You know, we always get that. I walk 10 miles backwards in the snow barefoot to school stories. But I do.
And our Americans soft these days.
Well,
when we see,
I mean,
all these closings.
It's dangerously cold.
I know. But when I got my coffee at Casey this morning in Tolono, everybody's talking about, you know, how we're out, we're working, you know, kind of a badge of honor.
It is a sport to criticize decisions based on how tough or how weak you are. So feel free if you've got an expression versus, you know, appropriate, everything shut today for the most part, or do we need to get elephant skin?
Right.
Tougher. 359-2255. In the 90s, I lived about half a mile from the radio, and I drove a 1978 Mercedes-Benz diesel. So it would gel up and not be effective.
I see.
But it was minus 25 to minus 28 air temperature, and the wind chill was minus 80 for 5 straight days. And I walked every day right down the middle of Windsor, and then we had snow, too.
Uh-huh.
And because we were doing closings, and back in the day when you
had to be there.
Well, you needed radio to
right.
tell you.
Yes.
It's not the same that way because you have your phone.
Exactly.
Anyway, it certainly was brutally cold and dangerous, all those things. And I think it might be safer in the long run because who doesn't have a phone? Well, it's dangerous if you're driving out there, car breaks down, you got to walk to the farm.
Right.
That's dangerous.
I've done that before.
Got a phone.
Yeah.
So the phone has at least alleviated somewhat
right.
of that. But you get in trouble outside these days. You can't be outside. It's cold. Right, back in a moment, talking about cell phones, you got to hear this. Stand by, 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News I'm Lillian Wu, the president, with a warning for lawmakers trying to avoid another shutdown.
A conference committee meets this afternoon in hopes of coming up with border security legislation that President Trump will sign.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the president, tweeting this morning, if negotiators aren't discussing or contemplating a wall or barrier, they're wasting their time. The saying goes, neither snow nor rain nor heat stops the mail, but a polar vortex in parts of 10 states.
As a precaution, the U.S. Postal Service is suspending delivery today.
Fox's Ray Bogan in one of those states, Minnesota. Across the region, they're suffering.
Millions of people under wind chill advisories or warnings, meaning that minus 30 to minus 70 degree wind chills will be prevalent across big chunks of the country, including the Midwest, including the Great Lakes, the Ohio Valley, and the Northeast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. With the bitterly cold temperatures out there today, the Champaign and Urbana city government offices are closed. Champaign and Urbana city schools are closed. Parkland College is closed today, and the University of Illinois is closed also. Governor Jay Pritzker declared a statewide emergency because of the cold. The University of Illinois is proposing a fifth straight tuition freeze for in-state freshmen next fall. The News Gazette says if approved, it would apply to all three of the U of I campuses. Fees and housing rates would go up a bit. Room and board costs would go up by 1.5%. The children's clothing retailer Gymboree is closing, and if you still have a gift card to use, you're running out of time. USA Today says the last day to redeem gift cards is Saturday, February 16th. If you need to make returns, Friday, February 1st is the last day to make Gymboree or Crazy 8 returns. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, I think distinguishing no classes versus closed, U of I, I think they've got people, all 22,000 of you, they can take the day, but I think it has to be personal or a vacation. But otherwise, I think staff basic infrastructure reports, I think. Somebody can correct that, but I think that's
well,
right.
And there are certain departments and things like that that have made the decision and had the internal memo.
Right.
But you're right. We shouldn't necessarily say U of I and Parkland closed.
No when classes.
Certain, yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's been blizzards and where the thing shut. Now, that has happened not very often, but, mm-hmm. but it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's if you're going to work at the U of I, just look at it this way. It'll be nice and quiet. You know, you can get a whole lot done.
Exactly.
And there won't be people walking in on you doing.
That was kind of my motivation to come on in today. Why not get a whole lot of stuff done?
Well, yeah. And if, you know, in our business, we need to reach our client. They're going to be available today.
It's true.
Because they may not be there. Yeah. Or if it is, it's crickets at a lot of places. But I bet you the mall has walkers because what are they going to do with the school kids?
You're right.
Yeah. Weather brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Just to clarify, might want to check to make sure the mall is open because it was closed like a few weeks back when we had some bad weather. And
yeah,
you know, my kids were like, what?
Well,
we can't go to the mall?
I think the Y's closed, which is like... Wow. I think you just call ahead because we don't exactly know.
Exactly.
I'm not getting mail today, meaning I won't be getting bills today.
That's right.
Okay, that's all right.
So we got this windshield warning in effect till tomorrow. It is bitterly cold with those gusts up to 38 miles per hour and the windshield at 44 below zero right now. Today's high 7 below, down to 17 below tonight. 14 the high tomorrow. 50% chance of snow showers later in the day and into the evening. Low 10 Thursday night. 33 by Friday. Decrease in the clouds. Partly sunny on Saturday, high 43, up towards 50 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That is a crazy range of temperature in 3 days.
We are flipping how it feels by 100 degrees by Monday.
Going by three layers and then Monday shorts.
Uh-huh. No, it's really Midwest.
Wow.
Okay, so we got minus 44 or so windshield air temperature.
At 13 below.
13 below zero. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing quite a bit of vehicles out here at the Pines off of Winds. I think people just, and I guarantee you, the people grumbling going with that cold. What's the problem?
I know that.
I understand.
Yes.
And there's a little of that in me, but I, you know, if I'm a student at the University of Illinois, I'm pretty fired up and don't have classes. If I got a half a mile walk or I'm waiting on the bus,
you're right.
The face hurts after about a minute.
It does.
It's dangerously cold. You can't be outside. And there is that. So, and again, when I said you're driving around, you have a cell phone, it doesn't mean you don't hit your head and you're knocked out. If you get in an accident now and nobody knows about it, that's a real bad deal because you could die from frostbite and freezing and all those things. So it's a dangerous temperature. I'm not belittling that. I don't remember cold shutting us down. Cold and snow I do, but without the snow. But again, you got kids getting on buses, and if something happens, you got a lot of little kids. I get it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
To take a day off is fine with me.
The mall is open, says Brett. So he's working for Infinity. So Xfinity, thanks for doing that.
Wait a minute. They got to go hook up cable today, internet. They got to go outside and put the thing on the pole at Xfinity.
Assume it's people that are coming to the kiosk in the mall.
Okay, all right,
that
kind of
thing.
I mean, but if you have the if your power goes out, Ameren's still out there.
Here's another U of I-er saying, yeah, we have to keep the heat on and working here at the U of I today.
But the good news there is the donuts won't go quickly. The bagels will stay. It's just not going to be the chaos it normally is.
Right.
Where you're busy, but you got quiet, you got stuff, projects you can get going on.
Here's Mike saying dining services at the U of I are essential for our student experience. We will be feeding the students today.
See, all the wonderful, essential people that feed and take care of, a tip of the cap, way to go. You got up, you warmed it up, you got out there, you're getting after it, and we know you're doing it. And you don't get much credit. You don't get people saying thank you very often. I'm saying thank you for doing all that because it just goes so unnoticed that the food is there on time and you're delivering it and you're doing all the hard work. There's an appreciation for people that get up and get after it. And I am one of them. I appreciate you. How soon after you wake up do you take a peek at your phone? How long do you wait after waking up before you pick up your smartphone and check your mail and your texts, or maybe your social media and checking all of the notifications? That is the question. Many Americans wake up, and how long, and I'll give you the answer in a moment, how long does it take for you to grab the phone? For me? I gotta think about that. How long does it take before you take a peek at your phone, Diane? In the morning, you wake up. For me, I go do my stuff, shave, do all that. I don't look at it for a good...
I mean, this morning, before I got out of bed.
Well, because you're checking temperature. But normally, how fast before you grab the phone every morning?
10 minutes.
I'm probably in the 30-minute range.
Okay.
A new survey finds that nearly 25% of people grab their phone in less than a minute.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's on your nightstand. You're making sure it's charged. You're seeing if anything happened overnight or you received a message from somebody.
Is the phone use, can we be open about this? Is it a full-blown addiction?
I think so.
Motivational speaker who specializes in tech addiction, Bob Kittle, out in the great state of Utah. Bob, how are you?
Doing great. Sounds like you two aren't addicted to your smartphone.
I think that the crossroads is, if somebody took my phone, I'd freak, but would I breathe? Would I live?
Right.
Would I break a window to get a phone? I mean, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the line that says you got an issue if you can't put it down for a day. And, some people would really have emotional distress without it. Is that right?
Yeah, in fact, there's an internet addiction test. I mean, just especially with our kids. You know, do your kids do they engage in arguments with parents because of phone use? Do they interrupt anything they're doing so that when they get an alert?
Mm-hmm.
Are they distressed when their phone is off or out of reach? And I mean, those are just some of the questions. And you go, well, okay, yeah, they're addicted. And
mm-hmm.
The reason I'm concerned about that is I'm in the schools a lot. And ask these kids, how many of you know somebody dealing with depression, anxiety, or panic, mm-hmm. and almost every hand goes up?
Oh, yeah.
And there's it's tied to electronics.
So net, the phone's been bad?
The electronics, period. France actually has banned all smartphones from all schools.
Bam.
What?
Bam.
What?
Yeah. Well, good for France. I mean, that's no smartphones in the school?
That's what they implemented this last September. But you know what? I don't think that's far enough. Harvard Health came out last year with blue light has a dark side. With that blue light coming off of your screens on your TV, your smartphones, your electronics, actually damages the brain four different ways. And so one of them is it shrinks the frontal lobe, and we have a generation of ADHD going on.
All right, so I've...
I talk to these kids in the schools, and they tell me, they flat out, in universities and high schools, yeah, when it comes to finals, we get on Adderall. In fact, we're on the Adderall, we get an A. If we don't, we get a C.
You're kidding me. Right. Well,
it's a big problem out there.
So I've advocated for no smartphones till you're 16, but that sounds like a soft stance now.
Actually, the child's brain under 25 years old, it's damaging their brain. And it damages adult brains, too, but not as bad.
All right, so
Psychology Today had an article that said screen time is making kids moody, crazy, and lazy.
Okay, in your professional opinion, Bob, what should screen time be? I mean, the kids are looking at screens, but what is a normal average, or what should we shoot for as a parent?
Well, as a parent, I would, you know what they're doing in Silicon Valley? They're hiring nannies. This came out in the New York Times last October. They are hiring nannies to keep their kids off of all electronics, period. So now let's be practical.
Wait a minute. What happened to the parent? Why do we need a nanny?
Because they're busy.
But you got to hire somebody to just take the phone away.
You can't do that.
Well, you can't just take the phone away, because if you're addicted to something and you take the phone away, there have actually been reports of kids that have committed suicide because they had the phone taken away.
Wow.
You got to wean them off of the phone.
Are you telling me when you say addiction? Is this alcohol, opiates? I mean, it's not that serious, or is it?
Would you hand to your 14-year-old a bottle of liquor and say, hey, as you go through this messy time of adolescence, control yourself with that bottle of liquor? It's the same dopamine hit you get from electronics, and our brains are overstimulated. Notre Dame did a study, digital overload, how it's linked into depression and anxiety.
Okay, so now we're getting information, kind of like the whole cigarettes are dangerous for your health thing.
Right.
But it took us about four decades for that. So what do you see in the future here, Bob? I mean, are we going to do anything about it?
Well, a year ago, I started talking about this, and people thought I was nuts. I said, well, why do South Korea and China have addiction recovery centers for electronics? And now we are starting to see that in our country.
Wow.
So it's raising the awareness. It's just, hey, Let's take a look at this thing. Let's save the kids. When I'm walking through an airport and I see two little kids on their iPads, I just walk up to the father and say, hey, I'm sorry, I just want to show you this. And I show them that article from Psychology Today. And I go, all my kids are ADHD, so I just want you to be aware.
So you never did get to me on the screen time. Is it 2 hours per day?
Well, how much time should you a neuroscientist said that we overstimulate our brains. Every time you get an alert on your phone, you get a hit with cortisol. Every time you see something you like on your phone, you get a hit of dopamine. And our brains are 15th century brains with 21st century technology. It's overstimulated. You get off of all electronics after 3 days, you just start feeling better because the cortisol level internally goes down.
Well, I'm telling you, we were on a big trip in Asia, and a whole lot of time we didn't need our phone because it didn't work, didn't have signal on the ship, all these other things. I didn't miss it.
Right.
I thought it was pretty cool, but I just don't know how the genie goes back in, Bob. I just don't.
Right.
Realistically, we know all this, all these stats going on. We can still know about cigarettes' dangers. A lot of people still smoke. I don't know if we can stop an addiction like this, if it's really truly an addiction. I saw in the subways, amazingly clean subways in Asia, amazingly safe, amazingly everything, but everybody was on their phone.
Right, and so what happens is you're not getting enough oxytocin in your brain, which is the best reward for your brain, and that comes from human contact, talking to another person, looking into their eyes, getting a hug, and there's a lot less of that going on in families. Get a bunch of people together, they're all texting each other.
Yeah, no, you've got that right. Bob, how do people find Bob Kittle, K-I-T-T-E-L-L?
ExpertBob.com goes right to my website.
Well, keep up the fight, my friend. Are you in Salt Lake City?
I'm south of Salt Lake.
All right.
So I'm going to be at UTUVU today telling kids about this. It was at BYU 2 days ago talking about this, and I'm going up to Edmonton.
And as they listen, they'll go, and check a text,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Keep the fight up.
Well, I usually,
what's interesting is after every time I speak, I have kids come up to me going, I didn't know other people had this darkness in their head, and I find kids in crisis, man. And I tell them, let's let somebody help you.
We've got to address this. You're talking darkness and suicide and all these other things. This is not just a poking fun kind of, oh, look at that, so cute, he's texting again. This is serious. We better address it and wake up. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You bet. 746, Bob Cattell.
It's on the real. I mean, I just talked with a bunch of kids recently at iHotel and Conference Center, and, you know, when I'm asking them questions, they're raising their hand about screen time, 6 or 8 hours sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, parents think, oh, my kid's being good because, you know, I don't have to deal with them
right now.
I can, you know, do other things and get work done.
Well, here we are
under stress.
Here we are in wherever we were, and I don't remember where it was. Was it Bangkok? Was it whatever city it was in? And this woman has a shop, and they're selling scarves and things like that. And here's a little kid on the folding chair, glued to the screen, watching one of the great Fortnite players. Mm-hmm. Fortnite's the big game now.
Oh, yeah.
And he was glued to the little screen, and his mom laughed, said, he's a gamer.
That's right.
He's glued to that screen, and I don't think you could have pried that away.
Look up once, no interaction, no hello.
10,000 miles away, the kid wasn't more than 8.
Right.
So...
They're almost uncomfortable now with today's youth to make eye contact and have a conversation.
And again, on subways in America, subways everywhere, they're on their phone.
Yeah.
The average screen time overall is 4 hours a day. That's what people use their screen time for. That's how much time. But I think for younger kids, it's a bunch more.
Exactly.
All right, quick check of sports. ESPN 93.5, 747. Ball game tonight in frigid Minneapolis.
And we beat them before, 95-68, actually. So it could be a grudge match happening as the Golden Gophers take on the Illini. BTN Network at 8 o'clock tonight. Last night in Big Ten action, number 21 Maryland over Northwestern, 70-52. Number 5 Michigan over Ohio State, 65-49. Top 25 college basketball upsets included Alabama over number 22, Mississippi State, 83-79, and Texas over number 11, Kansas. Is that Bill Self?
Yep.
73-63 was the final there. Brooklyn Nets over the Chicago Bulls, 122-117. Bulls just haven't been, you know, winning very many in this season. They've got the Miami Heat tonight. Pacers have the Washington Wizards. Congratulations, Clay Mason Stevens, Illinois gymnast, Big Ten Freshman of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
That's sports on Diane Ducey.
Don't get caught off guard this winter at work. Call CMI, Bloomington Road and Champaign to get your superior snow and ice melt. Stock up for the snow. We probably get more. I mean, it's February Friday and things are going to get better, but a lot of winter left. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Parks, their team at Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, locally owned and female operated, 359-6262. 359-6262. Honda BMW ready to go. They're going to have hot chocolate there all day. They're ready with batteries and full service repairs. In fact, they'll do a free battery check readout, free alignment check for anybody at Honda BMW. They're ready to go, and they're there now. And anything you would drive would be heated for you, ready to go, so everything can be done inside. And then you test drive, and you're heated. And then they even said that they'll come to your home today with a warm car. If you want to test drive, they'll come to you.
Wow.
What is that? Honda BMW.
DriveChampaign.com.
Yeah.
I text in, a fraternity on campus asked their pledges to turn in their phones for a day to build brotherhood and got turned in by a parent for hazing.
Oh, come on.
Seriously?
Text in. Who said that?
It doesn't say.
Call that person. I want to ask questions. See if that person will be on the air.
Okay.
That is just perfect. Steve Suderman is a great guy over at Good Vibes. They're open, for Pete's sakes. How are you?
And we have screens, but they're big screens.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And those are their own kind of addiction, that you get used to something that's 65-inch or 75-inch, and it's really hard to go back. I don't watch TV on my phone, not never, you know?
Yeah, you know, we were watching the Saints and Rams in Singapore. And so we were relegated to anything we could figure out how to stream and find it and everything else. But, no, you have the big boy man cave stuff. And Super Bowl 53 is coming up Sunday. I bet there's still time to get me one in one of those 75-inchers.
And yes, there is. And, yes, we have them. And that 75-incher that's kind of like this year's version of what you've got is on sale at $17.99. So they're pretty affordable. They dropped their trousers on the 65 inch, the Sony XBR 65. It is $999.
What?
And it's never been. Well, it was Black Friday for 3 days only, so they went back to that, and that's through Saturday.
Hold on, you said it was a Sony,
It is a Sony XBR 4K smart TV. It's got all the cred, you know, that it's supposed to have to be, you know, technically competent.
65 inch or $995.
$999, but who's counting? But
wow,
we don't have a lot at that price. There's some on the road, but they're coming from Texas, so we, you know, if you want it for the weekend. But hurry, and otherwise you can still get it. It'll be next week because the truck's a long ways from Texas. The 65-inch LG OLED, which is, you know, my pick of the litter, is in stock, ready to rock, and CNET says best picture ever, $24.99, you know, free 0% on all 4K TVs. And we have something new that's not a TV. But we got a new brand, and it's an old brand. We've had Denon twice in our history, and we've added it back the third time. Denon is a really well-respected audio company in Japan. They are aligned, or they bought a company called Heos, so they've got this streaming stuff, this Wi-Fi built into it, and it's expandable to other rooms. I walked in this morning, sat down here at my desk, hit two keys on my phone, which was, by the way, the first time I looked at my phone today, and I had David Bowie playing in the theater. Without even walking into the room.
Wow.
So.
All right. So you're available today. Are you open?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm already here.
All right. So go and be nice and warm in there. And if you go in and check out their home theater they have set up and you fall asleep, Steve will shake you.
You'll have our undivided attention.
Hey, my friend, where are you?
1501 North Prospect here in Champaign or on the web at gvibes.com.
Keep up your fine work, Mr. Local. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, North Prospect in Champaign. If you want to text in 359-2255, I've got to look into this. Fraternity takes phones away because that's a national story.
From pledges.
And mom complains on hazing.
Right.
That is a national story, my friends.
So the person says, I'd love to share more information, but I just got to work. Thank you, though.
753, because that's a national story. Can you see all the headlines? Mom complains of hazing because son has phone taken away. Come on, man.
Just for 24 hours to build camaraderie and brotherhood.
That's a national story. 753.
Houlihan's is celebrating Super Bowl Sunday with their Happy Apps and Drinks specials from 5 to close on February 3rd, $3.95. You can enjoy the chicken wings, buffalo or Thai style, classic spinach dip, Houlihan's shrooms, chicken lettuce wraps, or a couple of Houlihan's mini burgers. Drink specials include half-priced bottles of wine, draft beer, $4 Bloody Marys, Long Islands and martinis, just under $5. Meet at Houlihan's First and St. Mary on Sunday before, during, or after the big game. Hashtag, we're here for the commercials. Houlihan's.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting?